This is WRJX 359 Karen off of MD725 repeater, acting as net control for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation on this repeater takes priority, so please break in by saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. For more helpful information plus GMRS repeater rules and etiquette, please visit OregonGMRS.org. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. The inspiration for today is called A Hug for Yourself, The Wisdom to Be an Optimist. Audrey Meadows was an optimist by nature and by training. Audrey was born in China, where her parents served as missionaries. She later returned to America, began an acting career in New York, and eventually won the part of Alice Cramden on the old TV classic, The Honeymooners. Miss Meadows' advice for life was straightforward. She said it was my mother's belief and mine to resist any negative thinking. The rest of us should take note. Optimism is a gift you give to yourself, a way of putting self-fulfilling prophecy to work for you. So if you find yourself focusing on your fears instead of on your faith, it's time for an Audrey Meadows-style attitude adjustment. It's time to trust yourself, your future, and your God. One of the things I learned the hard way was that it doesn't pay to get discouraged. Keeping busy and making optimism a way of life can restore your faith in yourself. Lucille Ball. This evening I'll be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please reply back to me in the basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check, or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. We've been covering a lot of material in the family emergency preparedness that you can get from the Josephine or Jackson County Emergency Management Office, and a lot of ladies have those. And so we've been covering the last several days, last several weeks, different types of kits. So this evening I will read from page 42, and it's talking about shelter-in-place kit types and 2 weeks ready. Shelter-in-place kit types. Uses. Large chemical spill. Tip. There is a difference between shelter-in-place and shelter-at-home. Shelter-in-place means to gather all necessary items to shelter in an internal room, preferably without windows, central heating air turned off, and doors sealed. Stay put until further notice. This is for a chemical, biological, or radiological, or nuclear event. Shelter-at-home means to stay inside your house with windows and doors closed and locked until further notice. For your kit, you should have communications equipment. Think of that. We have radios. A cell phone with charger landline. NOAA radio with AM, FM radio. Pen and paper. Computer with charger. Emergency equipment. Fire extinguisher. Blankets. Sleeping bags. Trash bags. Commonly used tools. Portable heater. Hand crank, flashlight, glow stick, duct tape, plastic sheeting, pre-measured for doors and windows, towel for under the door. water and food. 1 gallon of water per person, per pet, per day. Food for each person for several days. Pet food, litter box. First aid kit with instructions, sanitary items, goggles, eye drops, extra prescription medication. Sanitary supplies, 2-bucket system or portable chemical toilet, personal hygiene items, disinfectant wipes, chlorine bleach, latex gloves, paper towels, rags, hand sanitizer, and toilet paper. So 2 weeks ready, uses any long-term event. Tip, your 2 weeks ready kit meets the state standard for preparedness. While gathering supplies, consider who you are preparing for as you evaluate each topic. For a large-scale event, you need to develop skills and plans to be successful. Preparing for 2 weeks is a long-term project. Make it a family affair and a part of your daily life. 2 weeks ready is the state standard for preparedness and is a culmination of your preparedness efforts. There are two main scenarios where your 2 weeks ready plan would be initialized. A large-scale event that requires you to be at home without assistance or services of any kind, potentially including medical assistance, power, heat, water, gas, or communication. Or a large-scale event that requires you to evacuate to a shelter or pre-designated location for an indefinite period of time. Your planning should include detailed plans of action for either scenario. While your kit supplies can be used for all types of disasters, be sure that they are stored together in easy-to-grab containers and in a convenient location. All the fundamentals, see Chapter 2, should be considered as you prepare, along with the special considerations, see Chapter 3. For help through the process of preparing, refer to the preparedness calendar on pages 44 through 47. The calendar will break down the process of preparing over a year's time. For additional resources, see www.rbem.org. I know we've covered it before, but going forward, we might go over Chapter 5 resources, and it's over a monthly basis, but I think maybe it might be a good thing to go over those, so let me know your opinion on that if you'd like to cover that next week.